Well, hey guys, welcome to The Drive. Hope you're doing well today. We're continuing on talking about people in the Bible, men and women in the Bible, and their faith, their calling, different aspects of their life. And today we're going to talk about Jonah. We are going to talk about Jonah. And I assume many of you already know the story of Jonah. And so the main point I believe here that we're going to discuss is don't run from your calling. Don't try to flee where the Father has placed you. Jonah, and honestly, if we look at Jonah, we can kind of understand, like, he's called to Nineveh. I mean, he's called to a difficult place where the people are incredibly cruel. And it's even thought that, you know, they contributed to the death of his descendants and whatnot. But Jonah didn't want to go. He didn't want to do that. It didn't seem to make logical sense to go to Nineveh. You know, like, why would you go to a people who are hard-hearted, who torture people and skin people and pay open? Just all this, like, why would you go to those people at all? Like, just going in their city could probably cause death. You want me to actually go in the city and talk about the Lord? So, I don't know, almost understandably, it seems we can sort of relate to Jonah not wanting to go to Nineveh. But at the same time, if God called him there, which he did, then God would do a work. And God would protect Jonah. Then God would use Jonah to capacity to glorify God. But Jonah ran. In one sense, we can understand Jonah's running away. In another sense, we can understand that running from your calling is never good, because we see the whole story, right? Geographically, Jonah ran the exact opposite way away from Nineveh to Tarshish, right? He's like, I'm gonna get the next boat out of here, basically. And so he ran, man. He ran from his calling. And as we know from the full story, the whole picture, that it wasn't a smooth rerouting journey. You know, Jonah had to be redirected because of his disobedience, because he didn't heed the Lord's will in his life. So, and of course, we do know the whole story. And eaten by the great fish, spit up on land. He learned the hard way. He had to go through difficulty because he ran away from the Lord's will. Don't run from your calling. If God has called you to something or to some place or to minister to a group of people, stay there and do it. Will there be challenges? Of course. Life is challenging. But if God has called you to a certain place, those challenges shouldn't cause you to run. Those challenges should cause you to double down and realize the enemy does not want me to succeed here. He wants me to fail. But if God calls you to a place, he's going to equip you and prepare you for that place. He's going to equip you and prepare you for the calling he has for you. But the only way to be equipped is to actually walk where God wants you to walk. Go where God wants you to go. Jonah had to be sternly redirected away from Tarshish back to Nineveh. He was rerouted because he ran away from God. And here's the thing. If Jonah went straight away to Nineveh, preached, just like God said, God would have provided for him. He would have protected him. He would have blessed his journey. There would have been difficulties, sure, but God would deliver him, you know? So it's like running from your calling just prolongs God's will from being enacted in your life, from happening in your life. So if you're going to run, don't run away from God. Run towards God. If you're going to run, don't run the opposite way of your calling. Run towards your calling. And I think that's the lesson that Jonah learned. And I think that's a lesson for us to continue to learn and relearn and be reminded of. Because oftentimes we're called to do something and we don't want to. Our feelings, our emotions, our wants, our needs, our own fleshly desires stop us from wanting to go in the direction that we know we're supposed to go in. It's like we do what we're not supposed to do, and what we're supposed to do, we don't do. Like Paul talked about, you know, or wrote about. Man, so often we'd be able to get from point A to point B fairly quickly and easily, right? But sometimes when we get sidetracked and go the opposite way, we go from point A to point F, to point C, to point... We're all over the place. Instead of just going from point A to point B. God says, go to point B. And we're like, okay. And we take the long way. We take the long way around of God's will. Because we don't want to do it. But the thing is, like, it's not about what we want, right? It's not about what we desire in our flesh, you know? It really is about what God wants, where He calls us to, what He's calling us to do. Jonah would have to go through hardship and heartache and suffering because he went the opposite way that God told him to go. And so I would say this, don't, as we look at Jonah, don't act rashly. Like, make sure it's from the Lord, first of all. And if it is from the Lord, then seek Him, pray about it, and move towards that direction. If God's like, I want you here, move towards that direction. You know, pray about timing. Seek the Lord for verses and confirmation. And if you're moving towards that and it just continues to be like green lights, green lights, green lights, then praise the Lord. That's awesome. Continue on. God will protect you along the way. God will create a shield around you. He'll put it, you know, like a hedge of protection, that saying, as the saying goes, around you. Where you're like, well, like a hedge of protection won't help me because you set those things on fire, those hedges will be burned up and we're exposed. Don't worry. Divine hedges. Like, don't worry, God's got you. That's the point. God has got you. If He's called you to something, somewhere, to do a certain action, again, to minister to a certain group of people, He will equip you to do it. It might seem like the most difficult thing in the world, just thinking about it. But when you don't just think about it, but act on it, when you don't just hear it, but when you do it, you can realize, yeah, God is protecting me. God is with me. He is providing for me. I do see how He's working greatly. Do you know what I'm saying? But we're not going to see that unless we actually walk towards the will of the Lord. The problem with Jonah going through so many problems is because he walked away the exact opposite way of the Lord's calling, the Lord's will. And again, he went through a lot, not because God put him through a lot, but because he chose to go through a lot by running the opposite way that the Lord wanted him to run. You see. So what can we learn from Jonah? I think there's one lesson here. I think what we can learn from Jonah, there's many lessons, but we have 10 minutes, so come on. I think we can learn from Jonah, don't run from your calling. If God called you in a certain role, husband or wife, that's where He's called you. Give it your all. Give it your everything. That's God's calling. Praise God. Will there be difficulties? Yes. But that's no reason to detract you from God's will. If God's called you to a certain place, praise the Lord. Go to that place, and God will equip you and provide for you. If God has called you to stay in a certain place, praise God. Pray to Him, seek Him. He'll continue to provide for you and equip you and prepare you. If God has called you to minister to a certain people group, don't be afraid. Pray about it. Make sure it's His will, of course. Make sure there's confirmations and whatnot, but then when there is, go. God will give you the words to minister. He'll give you ears to listen. a heart for those people, a heart for that ministry. Don't run from your calling. Run towards your calling. Don't run from your calling. Run towards your calling like Jonah did. Well, God bless you. Hope you guys have an awesome day, and we'll talk to you next time.